At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Jordi, Messi, Jordi, el centro, Messi!
Messi and Cole, breaking Major League en la ciudad del sol. Here in Miami, we know who's el campeón. Leo my team, yeah. Suarez on the field, Alex wedding day team. Con mis fechas un win, the trio Fabi singing muchachos. Las familias se escuchan los barrios. Esta camiseta pinky la llevan todos los guachos. Los rookies quedan sin comentarios. Messi ambetea, tiki-taki gol. El estadio Chase bañado en gloria y sudor. Aquí se ama y se respeta el balón. Florida es tu casa, acostúmbrate al calor. Estate listo pa' Messi and Co. Estate listo pa' Messi and Co.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Messi and Co. on this beautiful Friday in Miami, to give you the official Inter-Miami LA Galaxy preview. But before we get into that, as always, it's a sunny Friday. How's everyone feeling?
Happy Friday to everybody. An absolutely sunny Friday today. The weather has been holding up, and I would really hope so, because I have a concert to go to later tonight at like 8 o'clock.
What concert?
So I'm going to the weekend concert with my brother.
Oh, fun.
So we are super, super excited. It's going to be an action-packed weekend. Concert tonight. Tomorrow, Miami plays. Action-packed. So I'm very excited for the weekend.
Love that.
That's really cool. So the concert is on the weekend, but who are you actually going to go see? Whose concert is it?
Is that a joke? Is that a question, or is it?
He's so smart. I don't know how we make it without.
Gian thinks he's funny. He thinks he's got jokes. He's got
that
jokes.
Is. That's.
I actually, genuinely thought you were asking because you had such a serious face on, and I'm
really,
like,
that's
oh my
actually
God.
Really funny if you think about it. It's really witty of me. I feel like it's really witty. I should probably
extremely that matches your personality. Absolutely,
the things I come up with, man.
For me, Friday, I actually said I'm going to see Freaky Your Friday, the Disney movie.
That's a good one.
With Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, a little throwback.
Yeah, a throwback movie. So I think that'll be fun. And then the game tomorrow.
Are you guys purposely choosing things that have to do with the weekend to do on the weekend? Like
we're on
a weekend concert on the weekend. You're watching a movie called Freaky Friday on a Friday.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Like,
so you're gonna watch Wednesday on a Wednesday.
What? Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you doing tonight?
You should watch. Who watches Wednesday on the weekend? You have to watch the show Wednesday on Wednesday.
Honestly, I feel like a loser because I'm not doing anything today. I mean, I've had a good day.
To the Taylor Swift on New Heights podcast.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I woke up today. I had some coffee. I listened to my vinyls. A moment ago, I had leftover pizza with leftover pasta, which is really good. So I'm feeling good. Tummy's full. And I have no plans for this weekend. I have to figure out something.
Good. You deserve it. You've been working your ass off.
Yep.
The plan right now is Friday previews and Miami playing tomorrow. Those are your two main events.
That's true. We got a great preview today. Inter Miami plays a really... I don't even know what the heck to call tomorrow's game.
an easy 3 points. It should be an easy 3 points. But we'll get into it.
But yeah, all is good. And I'm glad you guys are doing good too. You guys have your weekend plans with weekend stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a very rare occasion for me to have a free weekend. So I'm like taking full advantage of it.
Good. Well, I don't know if that's free. You just named.
Oh yeah, it's not free, but like you know what I mean. This is like the most free it'll get, like in a long time.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, then that's cool. That's what we got going on for the weekend. Excited to talk about it. I'm noticing that on our top, apologies for technical difficulties. It looks like our top thing keeps re-popping up, but it says the same thing, so don't worry about it. This is the Inter-Miami LA Galaxy preview. So that's what it is. That's what we're going to do. Let's get started. First thing I want to just quickly touch on, recovering from the Orlando match. What do we think, knowing obviously the experience and leadership in the locker room, seeing Messi back in training photos yesterday, just in general, the team vibes. Do you think they've kind of ready to move on and with a vengeance?
Oh, 1,000%. Look, we all know, and we cannot deny that what happened against Orlando was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. It was an embarrassment. But these guys are professionals, and they know that it is what it is. It's in the past. They lost the game. It wasn't their best day. And now they get to move on, and we have to focus on this game against LA Galaxy. And we have further future, more important games that we have to worry about than Orlando. We have LA Galaxy coming up. We got Leagues Cup coming up. I think these guys are ready. I think they're ready for tomorrow. I think they're ready for redemption. And I think they're going to prove it tomorrow night against literally the worst team in the league right now.
Yeah, you got the players to do that, to do exactly what Matt said. You got the leadership of the proven vets. You got Suarez, Busquets, Jordi Alba, De Paul, Messi.
They've lost guys that have higher stakes matches.
Yeah, you have guys that have been through thick and thin with their respective teams leading up to their career now with Inter Miami, and they're the guys that are going to take the lead and teach the younger guys that you take moments like this, you learn from them, you get better, and then basically you just sweep it behind you, and then you look at what's next. Like Matt said, they got a lot ahead of them. This is a blip. You learn and you get better.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Okay, cool. All right. Well, then my next question, now that we've discussed that, is the team overall who are playing the LA Galaxy. So, you know, LA Galaxy obviously started with David Beckham coming to them and really kicking off what was like this new chapter of MLS. It's they're having a down year, but they're still a very respectable club. Matt, I think you have some stats on that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, LA Galaxy, with all due respect, they've been they're a very well-known club. They're probably the most recognizable club before Inter Miami, you know, and since Messi joined Inter Miami, and they've won stuff. David Beckham joined and played there. They have a lot of well-known players on their side, but they're having an absolutely, like, they're having the worst year of their life. Like, this is literally the worst year in LA Galaxy history. They currently sit last in the table. They've in the stats that I have pulled up, in the 25 matches that they've played, they've only scored 28 goals. We've played Inter Miami, played 23 matches. We scored 50 goals. LA Galaxy conceded 52 goals in 25 games, and Inter Miami have only conceded 38 in 23 games. So they are just not performing to the standards of just LA Galaxy in general. They were having an absolutely horrible season. They did lose last time out, if I remember correctly, in the MLS to Seattle. It was like a 4-0 loss, and absolutely, like, it was probably worse than what Inter Miami suffered against Orlando, because these are two pretty big clubs in the West. But yeah, it's just things are not going well. And when you have players like when Marco Reus, when you have Peck, when you have Yoshida in defense, I mean, like, you would think like you can make something out of that, but it's just not good enough. So I highly rate our chances for tomorrow. And I think against a very struggling LA Galaxy side, Inter Miami should be, you know, walking away with three easy points.
Yeah, that team is definitely struggling. I mean, just the fact that we've scored basically double what they scored in less games. And not only are they not efficient, LA Galaxy, in scoring on the offensive side of it, they're also not good at defending either. So I just think that there's really no strength to this team right now. They're lost. They're trying to figure out who they are as a team, especially when they're missing a big player like Buch. That's probably going to be coming back for them soon.
Remember when you taught me that last year and I thought it was Puig?
Yeah.
I could never say his name to save my life. I don't know if it was Puig, Puch. I have no idea. I would just say whatever.
No, but he's the heart and soul of that team, same way that Messi is the heart and soul of Inter Miami. So the fact that they're missing him has really been a struggle for them. But I just think that, you know, you mentioned the fact that they do have certain players that are good for them still and can, in the midst of a difficult moment for them, they can't be just forgotten about, right, when you're playing against them. And Gabriel Peck, you mentioned him, is one of them. He has 5 goals and 4 assists for him. So he's one of the small shining spots for this LA Galaxy team that is in a dark spot right now. But hey, it'll be interesting because I think Inter Miami needs to take advantage of this moment and take advantage of the fact that they're facing an inferior team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with or without Messi, this team should have enough from an offensive standpoint. Now, I know the defense is something we obviously always kind of are iffy about for Inter Miami, but this is not a strongly offensive team either. So they need to come back after this tough loss and basically show out. Like, I don't know if it's a must win, but it's definitely as strong as a should win game. Because if you drop this, that's not.
You have to win. You have to win. Because if we lose, if we get anything less than a win tomorrow, then the torches and pitchforks are gonna be seen at the green lot. Because I know for a fact, like, people are gonna be outside the green lot. They're gonna wreak havoc, absolutely wreak havoc out there in the parking lot.
Matt,
it'll be unacceptable.
For those that are, because we have a lot of international viewers, obviously.
Oh, that's true.
Explain what the green lot is, because I'm sure people are like, what the hell is a green lot?
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, we have different color-coded parking lots at the Inter Miami Stadium, at Chase Stadium. So we have, like, the pink lot, we have the yellow lot, the green lot, the blue lot, and then there's, like, a red lot for media.
And they're all expensive, by the way.
All extremely overpriced. They're all extremely, no matter
what. Yeah, we're very lucky me and Gian got the red lot.
But regardless, I think even the red lot and the yellow lot or pink lot or whatever it's called now, they're dirt. They're on grass. Like, it's not even a parking lot. It's just a grass, flatland. It's just literally just dirt. So if you ever go to Chase Stadium and you buy the pink lot or the yellow lot parking pass, that's what you should expect. Just dirt and just a big field of dirt.
If you have an
luckily the product on the field is better.
Yeah, I would hope so.
100%. Well, but so yeah, LA Galaxy, because we just said that, going through a slump, had some ups and downs, injuries. I think they're planning on kind of working on bouncing back next season. But, you know, every time a team plays Inter Miami, they give it their most. And with that, we got to talk about how are we going to play and is this a must win? And I'm going to start by doing my new favorite hobby, which is sharing my screen. And that is this.
Let's see it. Oh, look at that.
Look at that handsome, handsome, handsome man who looks ready to be back.
Guys, can we focus? Can we focus on Messi? I'm shy. Like,
wow. Okay. This is more Gian Witt coming in. More Gian.
How about this? Is this just clear?
They
now?
Only say that because they can't see me. I'm down here.
but oh, how did I do that last time?
This looks good. No, this looks good.
No, but I didn't wear it. You were able to be seen.
No, it's fine. Messi's the main focus here.
Okay. We'll fix it next time. We're getting better and better at it. But so yeah, what this proves to me and was proved to everyone is not only is Messi fit, but he's gonna play. I still am on the fence on if it's gonna be a starter or if it's gonna be off the bench, but I think we can say with 100% certainty he will be playing tomorrow, which is really great news because it was the first 10 minutes of the match. We really weren't sure of the severity of it, but luckily they took the precautionary approach He had a little bit of a break, and he's been playing 90 minutes consistently. So I think it was more just needing a quick little like retool, right? Like a little restart on the muscle, which is great news. So that'll be exciting. And with that in mind, question that I have for you, as you can see in the little graphic, is this a must-win game for Inter Miami in terms of, and for context, like in terms of the fact that you just got your ass beat by Orlando, number one. Number two, this is the worst team in the MLS, one of the worst teams in the MLS. Number three, you have a Leagues Cup quarterfinal match against the team that just, the next match is against Tigres. So you have a Leagues Cup match Wednesday that you have to win, and then the next match is going to be for Leagues Cup, if you win, against the team on Orlando who just kicked your ass. So there's a lot of layers to this, all leading back to the question, like, even though we're playing a bottom of the table team, does this feel for a morale and a consistency purposes a must-win match?
1,000%. And like we've been saying, this is the worst team in the MLS, LA Galaxy. This is a team that is just not in form. This is a team that is struggling to, like what Gian said earlier, to finding an identity, finding who they are, their style. Nothing is clicking for them. Unlike this Inter Miami team. Yes, we are very critical of this Inter Miami team. Sometimes we'll over-criticize and say how bad certain players are. But at the end of the day, we are a team that is, we're one of the best teams in the league. And we are still performing at a high level. And we even without Messi, I know we said that he's available tomorrow, but even without him, we can still do extremely, extremely well. And it is a must-win game. You have to win this game. It's like must win, have to win. You should win, whatever you want, like however else you want to phrase it. There is nothing less than 3 points tomorrow is acceptable. We have to get the 3 points.
Gian, what do you think?
I think that I'm very close to must win without saying must win. Because of a lot of what Matt said, I think it makes sense. I think it's true. I'm going to add another element to this, which is the fact that aside from a morale standpoint, which is a very valid point, and aside from what you were also mentioning, that they need to be in top form with a very important Leagues Cup coming up, we have to look at the standings right now. And Inter Miami right now is 9 points away from Philadelphia with 3 games in hand. And you still have the ability right now to not depend on games and on results, right? Right now, you don't have...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To worry about Philadelphia because you still have the potential and the ability to control your own destiny. If you drop this game, then you're getting into territory where you have to be game-watching Philadelphia and even Cincinnati at some point. And that's not where you want to be. You want, as an Inter Miami team that has Messi, that just brought in Nepal, that has the amount of talent on this team, you want to solely depend on yourself. So because of that, I'm going to say this is as close as a must win as it gets, because you did fairly well in the Club World Cup. You didn't win Champions Cup, unfortunately. So you're now banking on Leagues Cup, you're banking on Supporters Shield, and you're banking on MLS Cup. So take Supporters Shield seriously right now and try to win and try to maintain yourself in striking position, because they still are. Despite being sixth, they still have the chance, and I think that's one of the
reasons. They have 3 games. Like you said, we're 3 matches behind. So matches like this where you're playing against an inferior opponent are must wins, because they help us, you know, get back to one. Because sooner rather than later, we will be having to play these makeup matches. So it's super important that we get them when we can. Like, for example, today, if we win, that gives us 26 points that already bumped us up to fourth. I mean, obviously, we have to see what everybody else does, but it's a big bump, and it's still a three-match difference.
These are the games you don't want to look back on later down the season and say, damn, that was a must-win. If you maybe if you lose out on Supporters Shield because of 3 points, you know, God forbid.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it doesn't to me. It shouldn't matter, and it shouldn't matter to any MLS fan or any Inter Miami fan of the Supporter Shield, because these, even though we're saying it's a must-win game, I'm not saying this is a must-win game because it's going to help us win the Supporter Shield. I'm saying this is a must-win game, first of all, because of the position that LA Galaxy are in, and the fact that this win today can help Inter Miami secure a higher seed in the Eastern Conference standings. That will help us in the playoff run when MLS Cup comes around postseason. The higher the seed that we get, the more off time that we can get. If we win Supporter Shield, we'll get a week of rest, which is highly deserved for this team. If we get second place, we'll face a lower seeded team, et cetera, for those who are unfamiliar with the post-game season procedure. We'll probably go over that in another episode. But the higher we end up, the better our chances are of going to the final. So that's what we want, and that starts tomorrow with LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
100% agree. Okay, so next question, quick fire question. Since we didn't record our last episode, like I showed earlier, that picture of Messi where it shows that he's obviously been medically cleared and is back training. Do I think he's doing full 100% training and doing every single drill at 100%? No, but he's back training. He's back fit, and he will be on tomorrow's roster. Here's my quick fire. Is he starting or is he coming on in the second half? Those are the only two options.
Mm-hmm. Gian, what do you think? Because I think I got to think about this one a little bit.
Is he starting or is he coming in? He's starting. Messi does not come in the second half. Like that's, I think that maybe has happened.
Even knowing you have Leagues Cup Wednesday and you just got injured 2 weeks ago, you think that makes zero difference?
Who knows that? What do you mean, even knowing? Like, because...
Well, I mean, like, you're not considering, like, you don't think it's worth considering, I guess, is what I mean. Like, you think it doesn't, based on he knows himself, he'll do 90 minutes.
I think there are a lot of things worth considering that Messi doesn't do. And that's just the nature of it. It doesn't matter what the schedule is going to look like. It doesn't matter how many games are coming up in the week. Messi doesn't operate in that fashion. He doesn't say, I have a game coming up, therefore I've decided to play only 30 minutes this game. Or, you know, I have a really important Leagues Cup game. I want to make sure I don't get injured. I will come in minute 60. That's not how Messi operates. Do you have a point that, maybe it should be considered? Yeah, but he doesn't. Oh, we've seen that. And because of that, I think that he's going to start. If he plans on playing, he plays from minute one. There's no
ifs. So you'll think he'll play the whole game. You'll think he'll start and he'll play the whole game. If he's feeling up to it.
If he feels like he's up to play... meaning that he's going to play the game, he's not leaving. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but
yeah, he doesn't get subbed out. He doesn't 99%
of the time, if he's playing a game, if he decides I will be on the field this weekend, it means that he's starting and it means that he's playing 90 minutes, 99% of the time.
Okay, Gian. Excuse me, Matt, or do you want me to go first?
Let me repeat myself.
I think so. I've been trying to think because they say he's available tomorrow, or Mascherano said clearly that he is available tomorrow, that he's feeling good, that he's looking good. And I just don't want Messi to be rushed back. Well, I don't want Messi to be kind of forced to play this game. If Messi is fully up to it, if he feels ready, because Messi knows his body, he knows his injury because he's been dealing with it for so long. If he knows that he feels good to play the 90 minutes, screw it. Let him play the 90 minutes because he knows if he's not feeling up to it, that he won't do it. So if he wants to play 90 minutes, let him play 90 minutes. If you were asked me what I prefer, I'd prefer him not to play at all. I'd just be like, don't play tomorrow. I'd say don't play tomorrow because let's say you come on for 15 minutes. Let's say it's the 75th minute. And you're like, you know what? Let's put Messi in just to get his legs warm. Or just to him, just for him to feel the feel of the game. And then God forbid in those 15 minutes, he goes down again.
And
I'm worried about. But that's the fear in my brain. That is the fear in my mind that maybe not – that he is not worried about. Maybe the club is not worried about. That's just the fear in my in me. So I prefer that he just wouldn't play in general just to keep me secure and keep my mind at peace. But honestly,
I don't think that's an option though, because he's on the roster. So, and they said he's available to play. So
yeah, because I
don't think he's ever, I don't think in the history of his career has he been on the eligible roster and not played 1 minute. Like, I don't think there's ever been a time.
I'll also say be at peace that no one will force Messi to do anything.
Of course.
And he doesn't want to. No,
absolutely.
No.
Like, I was going to say, if he wasn't ready to play at all, he'd be like, I'm not playing. He's not going to be on the roster.
If you can't force him to play an all-star game, right, you're not going to force
him. You're not going to play him against LA Galaxy. Right.
If you can't force him to go to the to receive a Presidential Medal of Honor.
That's true. Remember that.
An LA Galaxy game. Like, there's – so right. We're good. Like, if he's playing, it's because he feels like playing and he's –
That is what keeps my mind at peace. That whatever Messi does, it's because he decided to do so, and not because somebody else is forcing him, or he doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't have to listen to anybody. Yeah. He does whatever he wants, and that keeps my mind at peace. So I think I have full trust that he'll make the right decision tomorrow to play the full 90, to play just a couple of minutes, whatever the case may be. I trust his decision and I trust his judgment, and hopefully everything will turn out.
You think Antonella can force him to do something?
Like, 1,000%.
You think there's times where, like, he's like, oh, honey, I'm going to practice. And she's like, wait, you got to do the dishes first. And he's like, oh, damn. And,
oh, yeah, 1,000%. Oh, 1,000%.
For sure. They seem like a very nice 1,000%. Couple. I'm sure he does things around the
house.
He
is such a dad, dude. Like, he is literally
a good guy. He's
such a dad.
So she has more power over Messi than Mascherano at this point. So
that's probably true. That's for sure. Not probably. That's 100%.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Honey, you're not playing in the All-Star game this weekend. He's like, oh, come on, babe, please.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the conversation was.
You promised this weekend we were going furniture shopping.
That's really funny. Yeah, that's funny. Well, I think that was a good answer, Matt, where you kind of covered everything. I'll give just a prediction for the hell of it. I think he'll come in the second half.
Okay.
Which I'll be happy with. If he starts at 90 and nothing happens, to your point, because he feels good, that's beautiful, because then I get to watch him for 90 minutes and that makes me happy. But my personal prediction, I think he will come in on the second half. But I do think he will play. Outside of that, last two topics. What do we think the lineup will look like with or without Messi?
Mm-hmm.
And then so each of us like a lineup just where, like, you know, if or if not Messi, just, you know, give two versions of that. And then we'll finish off with score predictions, but lineup. Again, I still feel like we're in the place with the defense where there are, like, outside of left and right back, I think every single position except for Maxi Falcón is up for grabs. Even though he had a bad game on Wednesday, he, from game one in February to now, or from the game as soon as he joined the team, his consistency, his leadership, his experience, the way he's helped the defense, the way he's kept them organized, even though he had a bad game, maybe unless it's for fatigue, I think he's a guaranteed starter. Jordi Alba, sorry.
It's basically the right side is the one that, or
exactly.
Center back and the right back. It's either going to be, it's Noah, Luján, Aviles.
Well, but if it's Noah, then it's left center back, because Noah's much better on his left and Maxi's better enough on his right.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's always Maxi. So it really depends who's next to Maxi and who's on the right side.
That's a good way of putting it. There you go.
I personally believe that it's going to be from left to right. It's going to be Jordi Alba, Maxi Falcón, Gonzalo Luján, and I would hope that it's Ian Frey.
I agree.
So, I'm hoping for Ian Frey, because since that Pumas game where Chelo got subbed off and and Frey went on, I thought he impressed well. And yeah, obviously we had a bad game against Orlando, but I still think that Ian Frey deserves that spot. So hopefully it's Jordi Alba, Maxi Falcón, Gonzalo Lujan, and Ian Frey as the back four. And that's my prediction for the back four.
I think those first three are definite. I think Noah Allen hasn't completely earned a spot back yet from Lujan. I think Aviles is out of the picture in terms of he's now back to being like the third choice. I think Lujan is above him in terms of availability, just in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I think Mascherano just trusts his consistency a bit more. Even if he's not the best, I think he just trusts the consistency. So I agree. The question really is Frey or Chelo? I wanted to be Frey, but obviously we lost by 4 goals last Wednesday. So Mascherano in his mind can have every right to be like, okay, Chelo got a rest. Now we put Frey back in, and we throughout the season we go back and forth. But my wish is that it's Frey.
Yeah, I just think they got cooked down the middle more than anything. So in reality, I wouldn't be too concerned with Frey and having much to do with
that, why we lost
that 4-1 loss. I just felt like Busquets was awful, Maxi was awful, anybody in the middle was awful, even Jordi Alba was awful when I think that was the third goal or something like that. So, but yeah, I agree with you guys. I think the back line is up for debate other than Maxi and Jordi Alba. So we won't take too much on that, but yeah.
All right, midfield. Give me a midfield. Yeah, give me midfield.
The midfield, I think, is basically – that's probably the most constant part of this team. And it really just depends on whether Messi's playing or not. It's going to be obviously Busquets. If Messi plays, it's Busquets and Depol, and then you have Allende and Telasco. If Messi doesn't play, then Depol moves up and Yannick Bright takes Depol's spot. To me, it's very simple.
Okay.
The midfield. We're including
By the way, I agree with you. I agree with you, Gian. Because yeah. Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
Who?
What? My, for Gian?
Your midfield. Yeah, Gian.
It's basically if Messi's in the game, it's Busquets and Depol in the middle as the two pivots, and then you have the two defensive midfielders, and then you have Tadeo and Telasco. If Messi is out, then Depol moves up, and Yannick Bright takes Depol's spot.
Perfect. Agreed 100%.
Okay. I'm trying to find a world in the multiverse where
Messi and Bright
where lineup exists with Bright, Depol, and Busi is in a midfield together, but I'm trying to find a world where that exists.
I think in that world, Segovia would be taken out.
Like, and guys, and hear me out. Like, and hear me out, because Allende sucks. Like, Allende sucks, and he's been doing really bad. And no disrespect to him, because he's a good player, but he's just not there.
No disrespect.
No, but it's like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it's like he's not there yet. Like, he's not clicking. He's not clicking with the team, and he's not being penalized for it, meaning he's not getting benched. He's continuing to get minutes in hopes that he can turn it around. But I just think I think Ashley said this in one of our other episodes, like his leash was too long or something like that. He used some kind of line like that. Like, you need to tighten the leash a little bit on Allende. So if you can find a world where you can play Telasco, Busi, Bright, Depol, and then Suarez and Messi up top, sure. Like, that, let's try it. I don't know. It probably won't work.
That's a special, like a special moment. The game calls for it, but that's you lose too much in attack. Even though this guy's not scoring, he's creating opportunities, and he's another forward to. I don't know. I just wanted
to put it out there. I'm not saying that it's gonna happen. I'm just like,
he scored Wednesday though, so that's good. Hopefully he keeps it up. I agree with you, Matt. It would be nice to see it, but we'll see. Nice. Every game will be different. Yeah. And then lastly, because we got to wrap up, unfortunately, but definitely wanted to get this out today, score predictions and who scores. Quick fire.
Let's go. I'm going to say 3-1. Messi's going to score. Depol is going to score. And I think Telasco Segovia is going to score.
I think 2-1, and it's a Suarez and Telasco Segovia goal. Assist by Messi.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm giving two because I do what I want. If Messi plays, I think it's going to be 2-1, by the way. If Messi plays, I think Messi and Allende score. If Messi doesn't play, I think Suarez and Allende score.
Okay, I'm changing mine just because I don't want to have the same score as you. I'm going 5-0.
Okay, then you don't need to tell us all five.
Valid.
Awesome. Okay, well, I know this one was short and sweet, but as always, first, leave in the comments. Let us know who you want to see start. What's most important? How long do you think Messi will play? What do you think the score predictions are? And what are you hoping to see? As always, thank you for watching this episode of Messi & Co. I'm Ashley. That is Gian. That is Matt. And we will see you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.